In order to play with this record,
wait, is this me?
Tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
Are we about to go live? Wait, is this happening? Okay, here we go.
You are now listening to DJ EJ.
Okay, that's definitely me. Good morning, and happy Monday. Welcome back to some more of the Morning Buzz. I think this is probably the best part of your morning, if I had to say so myself. And as you're probably getting settled in for the day, let us do what we do best, which is just disrupting those airwaves and just enjoying the sweet sounds that 105.9 has to offer. I am your host, DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Eloise Johnson, and this is the Morning Buzz. I am so very excited. With Monday comes amazing guests. Please help me welcome Ms. Heather from MWR Fitness. Heather, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I am fantastic as well. It has been a great weekend and a really, really beautiful Monday as well.
Yeah, it's a little humid today, but the sunrise was gorgeous.
I bet.
One of those like deep, reddishy, pinkishy, magenta-y.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I love a sky like that. Those skies that don't really look real, which are like, I'm going to go with it anyway.
Yeah.
It makes you feel like you're in a movie.
You're off to a fiery start on your Monday, and I love it.
Because if there was ever a day to bring in a Monday, I think that would be it.
Yeah, 100%.
I really do.
I'm here for it. I am ready. Let's do it.
Absolutely. So for all of our listeners out there, make sure you continue to keep it here, because when we come back, we've got so much to discuss when it comes to the world of MWR Fitness, so you do not want to miss out on all of the fun. You are listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you, America's best. Baby, you're priceless. I'll be loving you for 7 days a week. That was Jungkook featuring Latto with 7. And for those of you that are just tuning in, we have Ms. Heather from MWR Fitness in the building.
Woo!
I'm so excited to have you here, because as I've always said before, there's something about having MWR Fitness here at the station and the studio on a Monday. And I don't think that was coincidental. I think they knew that morning DJ, Monday morning DJ, is going to need that energy.
Motivation Monday. Right. I said, what's the first and earliest time that I can talk to start everybody's week off?
Yeah.
Sign me up. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. I want Monday mornings.
I love it. And see, it just worked out beautifully.
Yeah.
Because I never knew then. I was like, I'm going to need that energy. And you definitely bring the energy. So I'm very glad to have you here.
Well, thank you.
Of course.
Happy to be here.
Yes, indeed. We were actually during the break talking about our weekend. We were talking about music that we grew up on and like how we discovered that music. And as I was sharing with Heather during the break, I came across a music that I love because of my brothers.
Yeah.
And so growing up, we used to have that floor assembly, if you will, like the surround system that wasn't just as simple as plugging music in your ears or listening to
any. No, there's cables and cords and subwoofers, and
Absolutely.
It was like all set up in the house.
It really was. I mean, it was just like, it was a full-fledged movie theater that was going on, everything but
alive.
The screen.
Yeah.
And it was really great, because that's how I came across a lot of the music that I enjoy today.
Yeah.
So even as I'm listening to the music of today, while I can appreciate it, I love the music I grew up with.
Same here.
For
me, same thing. I had a brother, he was 4 years older than me, and like everything he did, I just thought was the coolest thing. So, like, whatever music he listened to was obviously the music I needed to listen to.
Yeah.
So, I don't understand how older siblings find music.
That's what I want to know.
If you're listening to this and you're an older sibling and you know how you found music, can you please find me at the NAS 1 gym today and tell me? Because I would love to know, what was your method?
Right. And shout out to all the older siblings out there, because where would we be without you?
Yeah, we appreciate you curated the playlist for us.
Indeed. And
younger
siblings. And getting on our nerves, too. We appreciate you for that as well. So speaking of some music, just kind of some inspiration to move to, we're going to be getting right into the youth fitness orientation.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about what that is?
Yeah. So we've got a program at the gym. It's an orientation program for anybody that is 12 to 17 years old. The point of this program is to basically get them familiarized with the gym, with the equipment, some do's and don'ts, some safety precautions, things like that. It's not to give workout plans or anything. It's just to familiarize you with the gym. It's about 30 to 40 minutes long, and this orientation is going to be mandatory and required for anybody that is accessing the gym that is between the ages of 12 and 17. So here's the thing. If you have a child that is between 12 and 15 years old, you as the parental guardian do need to come with them to the gym when they're working out. but soon they will not be able to even come with you to work out without this card saying that they have passed the class. It's a safety precaution. It's a CNIC requirement. So we just want to make sure that everybody is fully prepared to use the gym. If you have a 16 or 17 year old, they are welcome to use the facility without a parental guardian. However, they do still need to attend this class. Like I said, it's 30 minutes. It's nothing too crazy. It's just to kind of get you familiarized with the gym. And we do offer that twice a month. So I'm thinking right now that in a week, we've got back to school. And after back to school, all the kiddos, when the school's over, 2:30, 3 o'clock, whatever time school ends, they all rush over to the gym because we are the hot spot. Indeed. If they do not take this class, they will not be able to get in. So if you have a child that is interested in using the facility between 12 and 17 years old, make sure that they are signed up for this class. Again, 12 to 15 will still need to be with a parent. So this doesn't negate you from having to come with them. It's just, it's an extra, I guess, like safety measure just to make sure that everybody's prepared to use the facility. So anyway, we offer this class twice a month. It's the first Monday of every month at 17:30 and then the third Saturday of the month. So we have one coming up this Saturday, August 16th. It's at 10 a.m. till about 10:30, 10:45. So we recommend anybody signing up for this Saturday's class before back to school, because our first Monday of September is Labor Day, so we will not have a class the first Monday. So if you don't get into this class, it's the following third Saturday, so it'll be a month away. I think it's September like 19th or something. So I would recommend getting signed up for this class. There's only 10 spots available, so...
Ooh, that's really good to know.
Yeah, so 10 students at a time. So sign up if you are free this Saturday from 10 to 10:30 and you have a 12 to 17-year-old child. I would get them signed up for this youth orientation class right away.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. All very good information.
It's a lot of information.
Yes. But you know what? It's actually very helpful because... being that there's only 10 spots available, mm-hmm. that is going to go very, very quickly,
yes.
especially considering that the gym is an incredibly hot spot.
Yes.
Especially for our youth. And just so I'm clear, you mentioned that this was more of a, I believe, a CNIC initiative, right?
Yeah.
To get the card. So can you tell us, or do you know when that's going to be in effect?
So right now, we're like soft launching it to get as many people in. So we're not going to do that hard cutoff for like as of today if you don't have it. But it will be coming soon this fall that it's just a requirement. So it's not us. We're not the bad guys. We just want to make sure that everybody in the facility has some safety tips before they go in.
Yeah.
So we do recommend that everybody get that class because very soon the card that they get will be required to show. Like when you walk into the gym, you like sign in on the iPad and you show your ID. If you are between the ages of 12 and 17, you will also need to show that you've completed this course.
You know what? This is actually really helpful because one of my very first jobs, actually, I used to work for the Y.
Oh.
And it was amazing. I loved working for the Y. Like,
yeah.
Absolutely loved it. And so I had to pull a few strings, but I finally managed to make it. And I was working the front desk. And these parents, they were so funny. They would just drop their kids off.
Yeah.
And they were there all day long.
Yeah.
And so if anything had happened,
right,
it was really just kind of a bit of a loss, really. Because we're like, well, what do we do? The parent's not present.
Yeah.
And so it does present an issue when here they are. They're just running around. And of course, we had a summer camp at the time. And so it made perfect sense for them to be there and spend quality time with their peers.
Yeah.
But I'm like, well, what do you do when safety becomes an issue? The parent is not present.
Yeah.
And so it does get a little
hairy. Well, and this way, like, we've got some connecting data, right? Like, if someone's in the gym and there is some sort of an incident, at least we know, like, if they're here, they've got a card, we can check either for their card or we can go through the list and see, like, who's signed in and see, you know, this way we can get in touch with the parent if, you know, if we've got a 16 or 17-year-old or, so it's just a way of having some safety precautions out there. So I've seen some pretty scary things in the gym, especially with kids, where like they just don't know that like if you're taking weight off of the barbell and you take all the weights off of one side,
you've got
a teeter totter and you're gonna, you know, we've seen the bar.
Yeah.
It's some scary stuff's happened. So we just want to make sure that everybody is just safe and ready. And
I'm waiting
just being
now.
Cautious.
I am waiting for the adult fitness orientation to the gym because
right?
I've seen some adults make some pretty crazy decisions.
Well, every time that it's either Angelina or myself like goes through this course, we walk around the gym, and any adults that are in there, will, you know, if we see people doing stuff, we'll be real loud, like, okay, so remember, you do need shoes while using the equipment, so make sure that your shoes are on. Like, and we're looking around, eye contact with every adult in the room, like,
which is crazy.
Yeah.
Did you ever stop to think when I woke up this morning, I was going to have to tell another adult they're going to have to wear shoes in the gym?
No.
That's insane.
I know. know.
It.
I know.
And yet it's great that you guys are in place to be able to do these things, because I think some people do get lost in their workout regimen.
Do the best we can. I know. Well, there's too many influencers online that are like, do this, do that. And it's like some of the stuff, it's like, it's so dangerous.
It
don't do
dangerous.
That. Yeah.
Yes.
So we just want to make sure that everybody is prepared to physically get physically fit, but, you know, not in danger.
Exactly. Let's not go overboard here.
Yeah.
Let's have fun. But safety is definitely key. So
exactly.
Thank you so much for the reminder.
Of course.
We really appreciate that. And you know what? I think it's time to just throw on something here, because I know this is something you wanted to hear, which is phenomenal, because I just love playing some really good music. So we're just going to continue to keep
too.
The music
Happy
going.
Monday.
I know, right? That's what makes a Monday even happier, right? It's nothing but really great music. So we'll continue to keep the music flowing and make sure you keep it here, because when we come back, we're going to be talking about fitness with respect to sports. So you do not want to miss out on this conversation. There's more with Heather from MWR Fitness after this. Here is the Cranberries with Dreams on 105.9. And that was Jonas Brothers with No Time to Talk. I'm DJ EJ. We're here with Heather from MWR Fitness. I gotta say, I'm not a huge fan whenever I hear like covers of certain songs and I'm like, okay, that was definitely, the original was so much more successful.
Mm-hmm.
But I love Staying Alive. But I'm not mad at that one either. I like that song too.
It's funny. I don't even know, because it was just like on while we were chatting, and I don't even know if I picked up that it was a cover of, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I was like, oh, this is like a fun little bop.
Yes.
But is it new?
Yeah, this one actually, I don't think so. No.
Oh.
I don't. But then again, I'm not like the biggest Jonas Brothers fan there is. I'm pretty sure there are some people that are listening that are
come
much
on, you
bigger
know you've
Jonas
got
Brothers
posters
songs.
Of Jonas Brothers.
I kind
of
do. Yes. They're just like signed. I had a friend actually back in high school. This is so crazy. He was such a big Britney Spears fan, and I'm not even kidding when I tell you this. This man actually had a cutout, a full cutout of Britney Spears in his room. And I remember walking into his room one time, and I said to myself, you have got to be like the epitome of all things groupie to have a cutout of this.
Love it.
And I'm talking like a huge cutout of Britney Spears.
Do you remember what the photo was? Like, which Britney was it?
I think it was Baby One More Time Britney.
Oh,
back in the day Britney.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before everything kind of went haywire. That kind of Britney. And then I thought he couldn't top himself until one day he came back and said, look what I got. He shows us his ankle. He has a tattoo of her autograph on his ankle.
I love him.
Yeah.
I love him.
It gets strange.
I'm
yes,
a Britney fan. I saw her three times in Vegas when
really?
She had her residency.
Look at that.
I just think she's
wild.
Such a performer. It's just such good entertainment.
That, and I think there is something in her that she can't be in the audience. She has to be center stage. And I think in her, she just has that performer that just won't go anywhere.
Yep.
And she makes it apparent.
Yep. It's what her whole circus album is about. Yeah, I know. I love it. She's fantastic.
She is just that way.
Yep.
So in any event, I know we've been talking a great deal about music. We're going to move right
stuff.
Into, yes, we're going to right into sports. We've been talking about fitness, and now we're going to get right into sports.
Yes.
So what is happening when it comes to sports?
Okay, so I'm here talking on Angelina's behalf. So if anybody has questions, you know what to do. Reach out to Angelina.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to go over, we've got some Captain's Cup stuff coming up. So we've got Captain's Cup 3-point shootout. So anybody that likes basketball, or even if you don't like basketball, but you just think, like, how hard could it be? Come on out to the Captain's Cup 3-point shootout. The event is happening on Friday, August 15th. So that's this Friday.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh my gosh. That's
yeah,
this
that is
Friday.
Wild.
Oh man, I gotta start warming up, because I will be there. I'm going to play. So
nice.
Come on out. You can see me shooting baskets. That's at 17:30 on Friday. The registration deadline is this Thursday, August 14th. So make sure that by COB Thursday, you've got your rosters in. So the way this is going to work for Captain's Cup is that you can have, I believe, up to 4 or 5 males and 4 to 5 females to get participation points per command, and then from there obviously there'll be a ranking of like who gets the most in the allotted time. So yeah, we're super excited about it. We did it last year, and I participated last year as well.
Mm.
I got 0 baskets, but you know what? I tried really hard and I had so much fun and it was great. Everybody else really did awesome. I was just kind of there for participation points.
I love it.
But yeah. So that's going to be the NAS2 gym. We've got individuals, men and women. And again, that's this Friday, August 15th at 17:30. But make sure you get signed up by Thursday the 14th. So yeah, Captain's Cup. Are you going to be there, EJ? Do you play basketball?
I do not play basketball, but I am an avid basketball watcher.
Okay.
Slash, I could not watch basketball. Like, I'm really weird. I will watch it, especially if there's a party involved. Mm-hmm. And then I'm just kind of like, you know what? I'm kind of sort of there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll watch it.
Yeah.
And everybody on the court looks like they're having a great time.
Yeah.
So I'll live through them.
As long as there's like snacks and stuff around. If
yeah,
I get some, like, popcorn
like that.
Or hot dogs.
Some Rotel dip, you know, just something fun.
I love Rotel. So come on out and cheer on Friday. Bring some Rotel. I'll bring the chips. And
nice.
I'll see you there. Perfect.
I love it.
Angelina's like, no food in the basketball court. Okay. So we've also got Captain's Cup Wiffle Ball Home Run Derby coming up. It is not to be confused with waffles. This
that's
is
what
Wiffle
I heard.
Ball.
Because that's literally what I heard. Especially this early in the morning, that's what I heard, waffle ball.
You're thinking waffles. Nope, Wiffle Ball. So if you don't know what a Wiffle Ball is, come on out and learn. No, it's a plastic ball. Looks like a pickleball. And it's got like little holes in it. So it doesn't go very far. So that's why this is an interesting one when you set up the home run line, home run fencing. Because the Wiffle Ball, there's like no weight to it, right? You're playing with like a tiny plastic bat. So it's fun. Everybody should come on out and do that one. That is Wednesday, August 27th at 17:30 at the NAS2 Turf Field. The registration deadline is Monday the 25th. So that's next Monday, I believe. Oh, man.
I know. Everybody has to stop everything they're doing and check to make sure when it is.
Stall awkwardly while I open up.
Actually,
my
it looks
calendar.
Like that is the Monday after.
You've got two Mondays.
Look at that. But you do have time, which is a great thing.
Yes.
It's a great thing.
So get registered by Monday the 25th. The event date is Wednesday the 27th at 17:30, NAS2 Turf Field. And again, same thing where individuals that are competing will be individual men, individual women for participation points, and then as well as like who's going to be the overall winner of the things. Each team or each participant, I should say, does need to have a pitcher. So it's possible that like your command has like one person that's like, I'll be the pitcher and pitch for like, you know, six people. But just so you know, if you show up by yourself, you will need to make sure that somebody is there to pitch the ball to you. And that's it.
Look at that. Wow, that was good.
That's sports.
You sound like the subject matter expert when it comes to sports.
I'm not trying to brag, but I'm like really into sports. I've now talked about it twice on the radio.
I can only hope that Angelina hears this.
I know.
Shout out to Angelina.
Can I get a recording of this? Yeah, thanks.
We are definitely posting this to Divots. I love it.
Perfect.
I absolutely love that. No, that is amazing.
Well, it's just there's fun stuff coming up. And I don't know. I feel like Captain's Cup especially, it's really fun just for everybody to participate with their command, for their command, and just kind of come out and like show their team spirit.
I like that.
It's fun. I like
that a lot. Especially when it comes to the wiffle ball. I feel like whoever who wins, there should be a trophy with a big golden waffle just sitting on the top of that trophy.
Obviously.
You know what I mean? Because it only makes sense.
100%.
I like that.
Yeah, and like a little bottle of syrup or something with it. Maybe some fried chicken. Ooh, chicken.
Oh, now that would be good. Yeah, it's been a while since I've had fried chicken and waffles.
Oh,
but,
so
okay,
good.
Now I sense myself veering. You see how I do when it
Let's
comes to food?
Let's end the show right now and head out and just get some breakfast.
That sounds like an amazing idea.
Just put on a really long song.
I love
Called a day.
And they're like, wow, they've been playing the same song for the past hour now. That's wild how they keep doing that. That's insane. But no, I can't thank you enough for bringing this information, bringing the energy first and foremost on a Monday morning when we need it the most, and also providing this information when it comes to fitness and sports. It's really great to know that when it comes to keeping ourselves actively engaged, you guys are exactly where it's at.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for providing all this information.
Of course.
And if anybody has any questions at all, how do they go about contacting
you? Come find us at the gym. We're usually are like more at a fitness HQ, as I like to call it, upstairs at the NAS1 gym, but where you can find us at NAS2. You can ask any of the front desk staff and they will be more than happy to get you in contact with us. So stop by the gym.
Yeah, absolutely.
You could call or email, but just come to the gym.
Just to stop. I mean, you're already on your way there anyway.
Exactly.
It
I'm gonna force
sense.
You to get your steps in. Come visit us at the gym.
I love it. It's a good thing I wore my smartwatch today too, so I'm definitely getting my steps in today.
Perfect.
Thank you so much for being here, Heather.
Thanks
we really appreciate
me.
You. Absolutely. And for all of our listeners out there, make sure you take advantage of all things MWR fitness and sports related, because trust me when I tell you, you will not regret the decision. Make sure you continue to keep it here, because when we come back, we still have so much more entertainment. With just a few short minutes before the 9 o'clock hour, we are bound to have a great time. Here's Britney Spears with Oops, I Did It Again on 105.9.
I think I did it again.